Welcome to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. I'm your host, Lynn, and I'm joined by our engineer, Alex. The purpose of this weekly podcast is to promote everything going on in hospitality in Torbay. We're talking about restaurants, pubs, bars, attractions, festivals, events, plus a jobs listing and our live music calendar. If you like what you hear, please share a 5-star review, tell your friends, and give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram for the very latest. It's time for the show. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. We want to give a big shout out this week to Chloe at the Fishcombe Cove Cafe, our friend Liv at Harbor 16, Lydia at Ollie's of Torwood Street, Sean from the Broken Wine Society, and a big welcome to new followers Luscombe Drinks, the girl with the greyhound, and Phil, who popped in last weekend just to say hi. We love a pop-in. We are nearly at 1,000 Instagram followers, so please give us a follow this week. And let's go live next week on Instagram. Wouldn't that be fun? We wanted to extend a big congratulations to the Brixham Pirate Festival this weekend. It was fantastic. We went over and we saw all of our friends at the Wine Box and the Manor, Curious Kitchen, Liberty, and the fellows over at the Prince William. It was brilliant. Great time had by all, and all of your efforts are very much appreciated. So thank you. In some of the biggest news that is affecting Torbay Hospitality, the Food and Music Festival has been canceled. And we've heard from suppliers, hoteliers, B&B owners, and individuals from all over Torbay that have been adversely impacted by this cancellation. But we want to get answers for you. We have made Freedom of Information requests to the council to understand the vetting process, the communications that have gone on, and how decisions were taken so that we have full kind of transparency and accountability. And so we just wanted to say that we have submitted them. We have confirmation that they've been received. And so we want you to stay tuned for the latest because we will investigate. Now turning to hotel news. The 25 B&B on Avenue Road in Torquay has been listed for sale as a freehold for £850,000. They're an award-winning B&B. 2 years in a row, they won the best B&B in the world as named by TripAdvisor, and also B&B of the Year in the Visit England Awards for Excellence in 2022. We want to extend our best wishes to owners Andy and Julian. They will be missed on the B&B scene. Turning over to restaurant news, for the coronation, there's all kinds of events and specials going on at our favorite restaurants. The Grand Patisserie in Paignton is celebrating the King's coronation with a special Britain-themed afternoon tea. It's £15 per person, and you get a choice of cake, a classic scone, a sandwich or quiche, and a range of drinks. It's available on the 6th of May only, and booking is required. Enjoy the coronation in style with Above Decks at MDL Marina. Their motor yacht called Lunacy is the perfect venue to enjoy the coronation. They're doing full charcuterie boards full of amazing treats and bottomless Prosecco. Book on their website for a guaranteed spot. The price for this lunch is $49.99. This bank holiday, the offshore in Torquay is serving full English breakfast, cream teas, pints, and pims to celebrate the coronation. Sounds like fun. And staying with the coronation, we're going to give you a rundown of day-by-day, town-by-town activities so you are in the right place at the right time to make the most of this bank holiday. We'll start off with Saturday, the 6th of May. In Paignton, there's a fireworks display on the Paignton seafront. They start at 9:30 p.m., and there's a road closure along Esplanade Road, which will take place between roughly 8 and 10:30. And don't forget that Sara's on the Beach over in Preston is hosting a DJ, and they've got cocktails too. So fireworks and cocktails. Anybody else? We'll be there. And staying on Saturday the 6th, over in Brixham, now you've got a coronation breakfast, and that's in the Vigilance from 9 to 10 a.m. And in the theater, they're going to have a live broadcast of the coronation ceremony, and that's from 10:30 to 2. The Devon Drums are going to play in the Old Fish Market from 2 to 4 p.m., and there's a musical concert in the Baptist Center from 3:30 until 5. Now, heading back over to Torquay, Saturday the 6th, there's a big screen on Tor Abbey Meadows to watch the broadcast of the coronation ceremony, and that's starting around 10 o'clock. And Bay's Brewery is going to be there along with local caterers on site, 10 till 6. Let's move on to Sunday. In Brixham, on Sunday the 7th of May, there's 1960s scooters and cars in the town square from 10 a.m. until 1. The Devon Drums are going to be in Prince William Square from noon till 1. And there's a Thanksgiving service at All Saints Church from 7 until 8. There's a big fireworks display from Brixham Harbor that starts at 9 p.m. from the breakwater. In Torquay on Sunday the 7th, you've got an afternoon of entertainment from the team that's behind Children's Week. There's live music from 12 until 8 p.m. with family games, activities, selfie booths, charity stands, face painting, and free flags. And over in Tynmouth, there's a street party on the beach from Hululu Bar. They are launching their first ever bingo night. There's two rounds of something called Bingo Lulu. The first one is at 6, second one is at 8. But if games aren't your things, they still got DJs on until midnight with cocktails and tables out on the seafront to enjoy the street party. And turning to supplier news, Torbay Gin is a winner in the Gin Guide for Contemporary Gins, with their newly launched Blood Orange Gin, Orantico. Congratulations to James and the team. Make sure you visit torbaygin.co.uk to order your bottle in today. And we have some breaking news. Our friends over at Deck Chair Gin they are extremely proud that both of their gins that they entered from the Fruit Infusions range includes raspberry and their slow damson and plum have been selected by the judging panel as winners in their respective category for flavored gins. So congratulations. We just have an amazing gin community here, don't we? Congratulations to Matt and Andy over at Deck Chair, and again to James and his team over at Torbay Gin. We've got some other kind of late breaking news, and it's about all of the lighting that's going up in Torquay. We just picked up an article from the Herald Express. There are going to be some more seaside lights installed in Torquay, and it's £250,000 program of new lighting. It's going to be rolled out this summer, and many of the lights are going to be switched on in time for the season. So that's some great news. Now for the jobs listing. Check out the latest on Indeed. But here's our list for the week. Ollie's is hiring for their new restaurant in Wellswood. It's called Portofino. The Breakwater Bistro in Brixham is hiring waitstaff, a kitchen porter, and a cleaner. Baristas are very much in high demand at Coffee Number One in Totnes and also Fueled by Caffeine over in Newton Abbot. They need a food runner and part-time wait staff at the Harvester in Paignton and a cafe supervisor at Fuller's in Paignton. In hotels, they're looking for a receptionist at the Imperial, housekeeping staff at the Travelodge in Paignton, and this is a fun one, an animal keeper is needed at Creeley Adventure Parks in Exeter. And now let's turn over to the live music calendar. There's a lot of bands that are playing out. Let's get stuck in. Tonight, Harbor are playing at the Still House on Paignton Harbor at 8 p.m. Over in Ashburton, the Live and Let Live pub is hosting a full coronation weekender. Friday on the 5th, they've got live music. On Saturday the 6th, it's a DJ night and a gourmet set menu. Okay, we are on a harbor, sorry. They have a gourmet set menu from 6 to 9 p.m. And on Sunday the 7th, they've got the best roast dinner in Devon from 12 to 4. And in the remainder of the live music calendar, on Friday night at the Blue Anchor at 9 p.m. is live music with funk duo Schofield. At 9:30 at 21 is New Days, and Harbor is at The Wreck in Newton Abbott at 8:30. On Saturday, our friends at the Sunset Social Club are playing 21 on Torquay Harbor in the main bar. Now that is a vibe. Get down there. Harbor is playing at the Rock Bottom in Tynmouth at 9, and Schofield is playing the King Bill in Totnes at 9 p.m. And on Sunday, Harbor is at the Divers Arms in Babbicombe at 7:30, and Schofield is at the Rock Garden in Torquay from 9:30. And at the ferry boat in Shaldon at 5 p.m. is New Days. The weather outlook for this weekend is not great, I have to say. There's a mixed all weekend, with starting with some hail and, is it thunder snow, Alex? I think so. Thunder on Friday, rain, partly cloudy on Saturday. And on Sunday, it's still cloudy, but getting a little bit warmer, 17 degrees, and the same for Monday. So not a great weather outlook, but hopefully we've given you a lot to do in terms of going out to restaurants and seeing all of the coronation events. We're wishing everybody a fantastic bank holiday weekend. See you soon.